giant show today. Huge show. I told you that we would not sleep until we realized accountability for the mass murderers that are killing us and our kids. We are moving that ball. Uncensored, unafraid, and unstoppable 223-23. Welcome to the Stu Peters Show. My name is Stu. Well, last May, a special advisor to Bill Clinton named Mark Middleton died. You probably know where this is going. Mark Middleton didn't die of natural causes. He didn't die of cancer. He didn't die of a heart attack. Shockingly, he didn't die of COVID-19. No, Mark Middleton was found hanging from a tree in Arkansas with a bullet wound in his chest. Do the math there while we continue. So anyway, after a nine-month investigation, cops have finally released their findings on the case. Nothing to see here. Nope, turns out Mark Middleton died by suicide. Although, strangely, the police can't find the gun that he would have had to use to shoot himself with. Nope, that's mysteriously missing. But it gets crazier. Mark Middleton has direct ties to the Jeffrey Epstein saga. He's the man who signed Epstein into the White House on seven different occasions. He personally flew on the Lolita Express, Epstein's private jet. But Middleton's career as a close Clinton aide fell apart in the mid-90s when he was accused of trying to set himself as some kind of an international dealmaker and came under investigation. Of course, being an international dealmaker is just the kind of thing that would appeal to Epstein. So what do we make of all of this suicide talk from the cops in Arkansas? Well, Deanna Lorraine has been reading up on this story, and she joins us now. Deanna, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate it.
Thanks so much, Stu. So Mark Middleton, another suicide, Arkansas-ed, Clinton casualty. All right, so this guy, let's just reiterate again how he was found. He was found at this Heifer Ranch. He was hanging from a tree with an extension cord wrapped around him with a gunshot wound to the chest, right? Just attached from this tree. Not suspicious at all, but no murder weapon, no gun. But yet they don't want to investigate this. They ruled this a suicide. So this guy must have either hung himself from the tree and then shot himself, and then somehow the gun disappeared by a pack of wolves or something, or he shot himself first and then hung himself from the tree. Obviously, none of this makes sense, but if you're an honest investigator, you would know that it doesn't make sense, and there's no way that you can rule this a suicide.
Yeah, climb up to a tree, hang yourself, and then try to shoot yourself. I mean, when you drop, your neck snaps. You're not reaching into your satchel or into your pocket and go, where did I put that gun I was going to shoot myself with after I hanged myself? None of that makes any sense. Continue. I'm sorry. No,
it doesn't make any sense, but none of it makes sense. The last time that I checked, and this was where I can find a Clinton body count. The last Clinton body count was over 206. 206 dead people attached to the Clintons that they either knew or were witnesses. Okay, that's a lot. I don't know 206 dead people. I don't think most people know 206 people that have died in their close proximity. Most of those deaths were either suicides or plane crashes. Okay, I mean, the odds of somebody knowing, even just anybody knowing 206 people that died from plane crashes or suicides, obviously, you can do the math there. Nobody's going to know that.
Think about it the other way, too. As you're talking, I'm just thinking about this. Well, he couldn't have hanged himself and then shot himself in the chest. But how ridiculous does it sound that he shot himself in the chest and then, oh, man, I should really climb this tree now and finish myself off by hanging? Or what did he do? Did he sit on a branch, you know, on the limb where the electrical cord was and just, you know, shoot? And when somebody's going to shoot themselves for suicide, it's never in the chest. They don't shoot themselves in the chest.
I've never heard of that.
They blow their heads off. They blow their brains out.
Well, I don't know, Stu. Maybe he just loved climbing trees and he just wanted one last memory of him climbing a tree before he died. You know, I mean, that's a possibility. But at the same time, look, I mean, again, that's 206 bodies. And that was from 2016. I couldn't find a source. I'm sure it's been wiped off the internet from anyone that can have a Clinton body count after 2016. So I'm sure the bodies are about to 300 by now. You literally have a greater chance of dying if you know the Clintons than dying from COVID-19, especially if you're a healthy individual. And that's the truth. I mean, people around the Clintons mysteriously die all the time. And I'm so tired of them thinking that we're so stupid. We're just going to look the other way. Jeffrey Epstein, you know, look at Vince Foster. All of these people, we're just supposed to believe they killed themselves under these mysterious circumstances. I mean, come on. But that's how brazen they have gotten. And they just hope that we'll just sweep it under the rug and we're not going to investigate these suspicious circumstances. And what did this guy know? What did Mark Middleton know? What was he about to dish dirt on? I mean, we have to wonder why he was suicided.
Yeah. It's not suspicious to me. So, I mean, I'm not going to guess what happened to the 206 plus people.
Right. Well, I have another juicy little nugget too of information, Stu. And this is just fresh off the press. And this is kind of adds to the Clinton body count. A group of five individuals flew out of Clinton Airport, the little Clinton Airport out of Little Rock, Arkansas, yesterday. And poof, plane crashed into this little private plane. All of them died. And guess who they were? They were a group of environmental scientists from a private environmental science group, CTEH, going to go investigate the chemical burn in Ohio from Monday. So they were going to go investigate, and poof, their little plane goes up in flames and they all die.
Yeah, out of the Clinton Airport. You can't make it up. And Deanna's not making it up either. Here's a clip from the news in Ohio. Check it out.
We have breaking news tonight of a plane crash in Little Rock, Arkansas. Just minutes ago, we learned the people on board were actually headed here to Northeast Ohio to help clean up the Oakwood Village explosion from Monday. All five people on board worked for an environmental consulting firm.
The plane took off from the Clinton National Airport around noon and was headed for John Glenn Columbus International Airport.
So, I mean, took off from the Clinton Airport, headed to investigate how they Chernobyled Ohio. And what do you know? Bang, they are dead. I would venture to guess that 100% of private plane crashes are basically assassinations at this point.
At this point, it's actually pretty common knowledge. 9 out of 10, at least, private plane crashes are hit jobs. That's why I'm a little leery about flying in a private jet these days. It's an easy poof. It's an easy disappearance. Oh, plane crash, and then it doesn't get investigated. But again, you have a greater chance of dying if you know the Clintons than dying of COVID-19. It's bull. And everybody knows it, Stu.
Just like add that to the list of things that are bull. We're going to be covering some things today, though, Deanna, in the way of COVID-19. You wouldn't believe what they're doing in the Sunshine State of Florida as a result of the efforts here on this program, along with some other bioweapons experts, along with the expertise of our very own biotech analyst, Karen Kingston. The accountability is coming, and it's coming forthwith. That's straight ahead here on the Stu Peters Show. Deanna Lorraine, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate you shedding light on the Mark Middleton suicide.
Thanks so much, Stu. Anytime.
For healthcare you can trust, go to heroicdoctors.com and connect with the trusted and unbiased doctors of the Wellness Company. This is the future of medical care. Access to top-flight healthcare from anywhere by visiting heroicdoctors.com and the Wellness Company. You get uncensored content, virtual appointments with trusted medical professionals, doctors who aren't scared to follow protocols that keep you healthy, a real pharmacy that will fill your prescriptions, exclusive treatment packages, vaccine exemption letters, world-class supplements, healthcare products, and so much more. The last few years have proven just how broken our healthcare system is. Access to real medicine shouldn't be dictated by who you know or where you live. Break the power of Big Pharma and keep you and your family safe. Go to heroicdoctors.com and join today.
Over the past several months, we have done several episodes, complete episodes, on how we are funding our own demise. The bioweapon, COVID-19 and the injections, the mandates, the masking of our kids, PPE, taking people out of schools, taking people out of work, reindustrializing everything, moving everybody home, socially distancing, funding forever wars in Iraq and Afghanistan and Syria and Libya and spreading democracy and now Ukraine. And now we just learned today that we're quadrupling our presence in Taiwan. Why do you think that might be? The military-industrial complex and the fossils in the D.C. Beltway will not stop. These globalists want to crush you and take everything you have. They want to take your kids, your liberty, your freedom, and yes, of course, they want to take your money. So protect yourself with gold and silver. Call my good friends at Gold Co. Their phone number is 855-706-GOLD. Again, 855-706-GOLD. When you call Gold Co. and you mention Stu Peters, you'll get up to $10,000 in free silver. We know about gold and silver. We also know what's imminent for the electronic banking system. Checking accounts, savings accounts, 401ks, IRAs, investment accounts, all at imminent risk. Protect yourself with physical gold and silver. Call Gold Co. They protected thousands, millions of Americans, actually, from all of this government theft and these criminal tax hikes and this hyperinflation and this full-blown recession. They have protected them with gold and silver. Get up to $10,000 in free silver when you call them and mention Stu Peters. 855-706-GOLD, 855-706-GOLD. More of the Stu Peters Show in 30 seconds.
The boosters are killing millions.
Shut up, vaccine.
A vaccine holocaust has begun.
We are seeing right now the highest death rates we have ever seen in the history of this business.
The vaccinated have chronic COVID.
Hey, folks, guess you heard this morning I tested positive for COVID. But I've been double vaccinated, double boosted.
They're drowning in bioweapon sludge, and gay people are taking doggy style to the extreme. But a generation of patriots are standing back and standing by. Christopher Key is leading the revolution.
Good morning, America!
Temple, that's why they're poisonous with the water, the food, the supplements.
Confronting corrupt corporations through peaceful protest and righteous resistance. Visit vaccine-police.com to stay informed on pure blood survival and products to keep your loved ones safe. Vaccine-police.com.
Welcome back. So our next guest, Kristen Johnson, lives in Salem, Ohio. That's about a half hour away from East Palestine. However, she drives through that area 3 to 4 times a week, so she's seen a great deal over there since the train wreck 3 weeks ago. She had chemical rain pour down onto her own truck. She says that this rain left a strange white film around her car, which at times became so thick she couldn't even see out of her car windows, like driving through a storm of blowing salt. But it wasn't a salt storm. It's just the bizarre air around East Palestine. Both Kristen and her daughter have been severely ill these last 2 weeks, persistent vomiting that gets worse every time they go back near East Palestine. And that's not all. Just a short time after the derailment passed through East Palestine, she saw entire lines of semi-trucks assembled for cleaning water. And then officials would go on TV and radio and say that the water was perfectly safe. But Kristen has seen plenty of evidence that that isn't the case, and she's seen it herself with her own eyes. The other day, she collected some water from a nearby Beaver Creek and brought it home. What she saw horrified her. But we'll let her tell that story herself. And to that end, Kristen Johnson joins us now. Thank you so much for coming. We appreciate you being here.
Thank you so much for having me on. I really appreciate the opportunity to just talk about it. It's like you want to scream, like someone just like pay attention to East Palestine, Ohio.
Well, first of all, I would just say to you, please don't go back to East Palestine. Don't go through there anymore. You should stay out of there. You're going to die early. We don't want that to happen. What did you see in the water that you collected from this Beaver Creek?
So when we went down there and, you know, the water looked good, there were some ducks swimming and I'm thinking everything's okay. And then there was just an area that had, it was like an orangish gold color sludge, just didn't look, you know, normal in stagnant water. So I grabbed some of it, took it home and I let it sit. I used a cheesecloth to strain out any creek stuff in it. I let it sit for about 24 hours. I'm like, just looks gross. Dumped it out, and the film that it left on the inside of the glass was almost this, you know, oily residue. It's not what you would normally find in creek water. It stuck to the glass, just much like it was stuck to, you know, a chemical that was stuck to my car. So I mean, there's definitely something in there and they're noticing dead animals. It was like that later that day, my friend that went with me sent me a Facebook post of like right down the creek from where we were. People noticed a dead beaver, I think, and a dead raccoon. They didn't have any blood on them. You know, apparently they just suddenly died or died suddenly. So
weird. Are you familiar with what dioxins are?
See, now I'm not a chemical novice in any way. So, you know, I found out the 2 days after, or the next day after driving through it, that that there was something that was in East Palestine that was, you know, and I'm like, what was kind of like sprinkling something on our car? Cause we stopped for gas there, you know, and I saw the news, KDKA Pittsburgh was parked there as well. And when I like took a picture from my car window, when I look back at that picture, I'm like, man, my window looks so filthy, but you couldn't see through it because it looked like I was driving through salt. And I got home and it stayed on my car for days. So anyways, I'm sorry I interrupted.
No, that's fine. I mean, dioxins, well, were explained to us just a moment ago by Eric Coppolino. And I don't know if you were on or listening at that time, but Eric Coppolino was talking about these dioxins. And basically, in short, this is a much more stable toxin than the, you know, vinyl chloride that we have all heard about. And vinyl chloride over time apparently dissipates and then, you know, it's gone. We, by our research here at this program, we tend to agree that over time, yes, vinyl chloride, which is literally a carcinogen for every single organ in the human body, over months or years or whatever, apparently it dissipates. But these dioxins actually stick around. They cause people to be ill with the flu-like symptoms. You've been violently vomiting, I guess, for a couple of weeks. And every time you go back.
Yeah, when I drive, I'll drive through there. And that's, we put it all together because I'm like, why am I sick some days and not other days? And it's those days that I have to go in that area either to like drop off my kids or, you know.
Please don't drop your kids off in that area.
No, I have to go to, so right now I'm from Salem and I moved to Coriopolis in Pennsylvania. So I'm on the Ohio River. So it affects me the whole way, my family, everything I knew and, you know, that area. And my kids still, you know, their father's there. So he works in East Palestine.
This is a beautiful area of our country, by the way. It's a thriving area. There's a great economy in that area. Well, at least before the illegitimate pedophile came into the White House, there was a great economy there. A lot of people had good jobs, you know, good scenery, parks, places to go. It's completely decimated as a result of this black plume and these dioxins and this vinyl chloride going into the Ohio River. What do you make of DeWine saying, yep, I'm going to sign off on this, light the damn train on fire, and then for the tanker cars that aren't compromised, go ahead and cut them open and burn them too? What do you make of all that?
So, I mean, it blows my mind. First off, the fact that he signed off on any of that, there are other ways. It should have, there are plenty of ways. But my main thing right now with him is he was on my radar. Now, like, you may have to go back. This was in January, like maybe around January 4th. DeWine and Biden were on the Ohio River. They were in Kentucky. They were like in McConnell. And it was that whole infrastructure deal. And, you know, it was like that like was like, OK, what is DeWine up to? You know, why is he meeting Biden? Why is Biden giving, like, you know, like all this money towards bridges and water? Like I can send you the article, but that's when I started really paying more attention to DeWine. And then when his response was very, you know, non-present and just lackadaisical, like, I don't even believe that I think that he was in Columbiana schools when he spoke and News Nation was arrested. You know, I don't even think he was like literally in that town.
Well, he signed off on burning all of this crap in that city. And that order came directly from him, and he should be held accountable for that. You know, these animals, this, all the livestock there, the soil where the crops are going to grow, the river basin all the way into the Mississippi River and down to the Gulf is now, you know, contaminated with this crap that he lit on fire. That black plume that nobody reported on, I think it was day 8 before anybody started reporting on this at all. We were all over it from the very beginning. The minute that we learned about it, we broke this news. And, you know, one of my tweets actually forced, I think it was like 50 million views on that tweet. And it went all over the place. Everybody, and if you look at the comments, people were going, what? This is happening in our country right now? Yes, they Chernobyled East Palestine, Ohio, right in front of you, and then lied about it. And then told you to go back and told you it was safe. Now, I know that you said that you're from the area and that you need to be there or do some things there. I just want you to know, I want to be on the record telling you, get the hell out. And I'm telling everybody there, get out. No, the water is not safe. No, the air is not safe, as evidenced by your constant vomiting every time that you go back. And right. From what Eric Coppolino said, that is not going to stop. It affects your hormonal system. It affects your reproductive systems. It is a carcinogen to your entire body, every single organ in it. And now with the introduction of these dioxins, it looks like this is going to go on for a very long time. There's really no way to reverse what they have done here. And these people should be held accountable. But in the meantime, please get out and don't go back. Kristen Johnson, for your firsthand account, we certainly appreciate it. Thank you so much for being here to explain it to our viewers.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Taxation is theft, especially when your money is used to fund evil.
Wear a mask. Get boosted.
Corona hoax. Mass deception. America controlled by fear. Good news. There's another way. You can stop paying for the crimes and cover-up today through Freedom Law School.
The best thing you can do, according to the IRS's own official auditors, is to stop filing and paying income taxes.
Based on the government's official websites, there is no law requiring 99% of Americans to file and pay income tax. See the proof for yourself on freedomlawschool.org. Don't wait to drain the DC swamp. Start your journey to freedom from IRS deception, robbery, and slavery. Starve out the problem. Weaponize your earnings. Defund the swamp and fund the truth and freedom movement today. Go to livefreenow.org and restore the freedom we all miss.
The Stu Peters Network is brought to you in part by darkagedefense.com. One day we could be at war. Missile silos activated. Drone swarms blotting out the sun. Cyber attacks destroying the power grid. Don't wait until lights out to prepare for the day after. Dark Age Defense will arm you to protect your family, food, water, power, survival. DarkAgeDefense.com/Stu has you covered. Don't wait. Visit DarkAgeDefense.com/Stu.
Welcome back. So President Trump was in East Palestine, Ohio yesterday, which was a nice reminder of how Trump can be at his best. You know, when he isn't just sitting at Mar-a-Lago listening to corrupt deep state advisors. And when he isn't trying to act as the country's number one vaccine salesman. Last fall, we had Eric Coppolino on this program. He was here to argue that the PCR tests for COVID-19 were completely bogus. And so, of course, by extension, COVID-19 itself was a complete fraud. Well, now Eric has been watching these events in East Palestine with a sense of powerful dread. He says that the entire situation in that town has been mismanaged, possibly purposely, from the very beginning in a way that will drastically increase damage to the local area, possibly permanently. He argues that all women and children must be evacuated from East Palestine immediately, or all of them are going to die or be severely harmed. So why is that? Well, it comes down to one little word, dioxins. You've heard a lot about vinyl chloride in relation to this train crash. But what are dioxins? Well, it's a lot more chemistry than we expect any of you to understand, but it's basically like this. Dioxins are a group of chemical compounds that can be created as a byproduct from certain chemical reactions or from burning specific chemicals. And one of those chemicals is vinyl chloride. Public officials have assured everyone that vinyl chloride and its byproducts will eventually break down in the environment. And it will, eventually. But dioxins are different. They're much more stable. They can pollute an area for a very long time. Dioxins are toxic to animals and to human beings. They can cause hormonal disruptions and cancer. They can cause damage to the reproductive system. They weaken the immune system. We want to learn a lot more about that, of course, and to that end, Eric Coppolino joins us now. Eric, thank you so much for coming back. We appreciate you being here.
Thank you, Stu.
Did I hit that about right? I mean, I'm no chemist.
A plus.
All right. So you're worried that all women and children must get out of there right now.
Initially.
What about all of the people that are, you know, subject to the water and the plume that seems to be expanding across the country?
There's no reason anyone should be there right now other than they have nowhere to go. I mean, when this happened to my town on a college campus 30 years ago, they were on the campus, swarming the campus in level A moon suits, and they stayed in moon suits clear through the cleanup. And this was a much less severe situation than we had in East Palestine. And so that is ground zero of the worst dioxin release in United States history that I know of. I think it was worse than the World Trade Center because there was so much material available. There was so much chlorine available. The problem is there were a total of 9 carloads full of chlorinated compounds, 5 of vinyl chloride monomer, this liquid precursor, and 4 of PVC pellets. They all burned. And they all burned in the presence of other hydrocarbons burning, like wheat, frozen vegetables, and so forth. So what you had is a powerful, huge chlorine source combined with a chemical source of every other thing that you need to create dioxins. You need chlorine and you need hydrocarbons, and you get a chlorinated hydrocarbon.
So a lot of people are going down here. President Trump just went there. Would you have advised the president to stay the hell away from this place had you known in advance and had access to the president?
And I told Erin Brockovich to get the hell out fast. She's going to be there tomorrow. And I contacted her and I asked Erin Brockovich for 2 things. One, say the word split sampling. When they test for dioxin, they have to use 2 labs that are not connected and test for dibenzofurans, which is a kind of a dioxin that they can miss if they don't test for it. And the other thing is, I said, get out of there fast. You should not be in that town without a moon suit on. That's it.
Do these dioxins get both into the air and then also leak into the soil, into the water? Will they dissipate and come down onto crops and animals? Is that what's killing all of these pets and fish?
Yeah, that's what's killing them. There's not going to be much in the air, which is why they're testing the air for compounds. So there's not going to be much lingering in the air now, but what happens is they settle in the soil, and then the soil turns to dust and is tracked around. And then, of course, all the other chemicals are going to be much better preserved in the water. So you've got the entire Ohio River Valley, basically, they're cutting off the water intakes, as they should be doing. So it's completely insane. It's completely insane that Governor DeWine signed off on a plan to dump and burn this. I'm aware from a source and close to the railroad industry that they had put the trucks on call, the tanker trucks on call, to get there and to remove the vinyl chloride monomer from those train cars. But they call that operation off. Additionally, it's my understanding there was only 1 train car full of vinyl chloride monomer that was in distress, and they could have kept that cool, and they did not need to dump and burn the other 4 cars. This is a crime. DeWine should be in jail. The EPA should be arrested for this. There's no way this follows any protocol ever dreamed of.
What do you say to the EPA about telling people that it was safe to drink the water and return to the area?
It contradicts all their own known findings, all their own known documents, going all the way back to the 1970s. They know how bad this is. Most ordinary citizens have not heard about this. Your viewers know about it from their grandpa and father who were in Vietnam. That's where your folks, who I'm speaking to now, know about this, from Agent Orange. So this was the ingredient in Agent Orange that caused all the problems. It's a toxin within a toxin. Agent Orange itself is completely disgusting, but because dioxins are created in the manufacturing of chlorinated products, as well as when they break down in use or when they burn, that's how the guys got contaminated in Vietnam.
Make some sense of this for me. So we've got thousands of dead fish, you'll remember, surfacing, and they're dead. You had J.D. Vance down there poking a twig into the water, and you could see all of the chemicals come to the surface, the rainbow-like plume, I guess, if you will. You've got reports of livestock and pets within 100 miles of, I don't know, ground zero, I guess we'll call it. People were returning and finding their pets dead and their livestock dead. Why not humans? Why aren't people dropping dead all over the place in that area?
We have a little more body weight. So for adults, it's going to act as a time bomb type of poison, or it'll cause flu-like symptoms. I'm waiting for them to announce a virus like COVID-23. But the reality is that it causes flu-like symptoms. I was exposed in New Paltz. I took some photographs. I got a little too close to the scene of a transformer explosion. And within 5-6 hours, I had what I first thought was food poisoning. And my friend who went with me had the same exact symptoms, though he went back down to the city. And then I was sick in bed for 3 days with what I thought was the flu. It turned out that I was exposed. Adults have a little bit heavier body weight, so we can take a little bit more of a hit. This is very bad for small animals, very bad for children, very bad for pregnant women, very bad for any woman who wants to bear a child in the future. It's passed through mitochondrial DNA through the mother, and it'll be passed three generations down.
Do you think this was incompetence, or was this done with intent?
Well, there's a level where incompetence rises to the level of intent. They know how they should be handling these chemicals. I won't go so far to say that it was some kind of sabotage. I'm listening for that. I need proof of that. But the history of dioxin is a history of its use as a chemical weapon on the American people.
Well, I mean, they told them to go back.
Well, they sprayed it on all over the country. You can still buy the stuff in Agway and Tractor Supply Store. It's called 2,4-D plus 2. That's a component of Agent Orange. It's not being dumped in these amounts, but you can go buy it right now and spray dioxin right on your lawn if you want. A lot of people do. And part of the problem is why the risks are not distributed evenly is there are some people who have been exposed more. If you've smoked cigarettes for 30 years, if you were in Vietnam, if you work in the chemical industry, your body burden is going to be higher. And so the risks are not evenly distributed. And they're also very heavily weighted in the direction of young women who want to have kids and light bodies with light weight. And this is going to be devastating for animals. I think people are going to see their dogs and cats dying, and that's how they're going to know to leave. So the animals, once again, are going to take the sacrifice for the humans.
Well, we're telling everybody to leave right now. I mean, do you agree with that? We're telling everybody, get the hell out of there. If you've already left, do not go back. Don't listen to these fake politicians and these corrupt government officials telling you the water is safe, the soil is safe. No, it's not. It's absolutely not safe. They are lying to you.
No, absolutely. And they are absolutely lying about this. There should be nobody within, I would draw a 10-mile ring around that. And maybe outside that 10 miles until it's tested, but certainly not anywhere. And look, though, these are working class people. Everyone I talk to from East Palestine says, yeah, but my kids and my three dogs and I'm taking care of my parents. We can't afford to move everyone. People are already stressed. This is happening to a country already stressed from 3 years of dealing with this COVID recession and COVID lockdown measures, all of it nonsense. All of it in that intentionally designed to harm people. And now this on top of it. And plus, this is going into a population, half of which has been injected with this stuff. And as Mike Adams pointed out, this gets the uninjected also. But I'm really worried about people who've had a series of these shots. Their bodies can't take any more toxicity. I can't believe this is happening. Each time I do one of these interviews, I'm thinking, How are we even here? How am I even having to say these things? I can't even believe it's happening. I feel like I'm in a nightmare.
The reason why I mentioned the fact that the last time you were here was to talk about the fraudulent, bogus PCR tests. And even if the so-called officials, the corporate government crime syndicate, even if they did not know at the very beginning, there's all kinds of evidence. There's proof now that the PCR test was a fraud. There's proof now that COVID-19, by extension, is a complete fraud, yet they're not saying anything. There's proof and evidence that these shots are causing people to die suddenly, killing off more than three times the amount of people than by every previous vaccine combined, yet they still do it. So now that eliminates the ignorance factor in this or the incompetence factor, and it leads directly to intent. They're continuing to push these as safe and effective vaccines. Well, I see this as a parallel. Even if they didn't know right away about vinyl chloride and dioxins, they do know now, and now they're telling...
No, they knew. It is throughout the EPA's record that these things cause dioxins.
Well, then, I guess
everybody
when
knows
I asked you... When I asked you then if you thought that this was incompetence or done with intent, I guess that's your smoking gun then, isn't it?
Well, if it went to a jury, it would be intent. Because they knew or should have known. That's intent. Intent doesn't mean the desire to make it happen. Intent means you knew or should have known your actions would have a certain consequence. So I don't know who advised DeWine. The EPA won't answer my question, what was their role in the dump and burn operation? They're just sitting on my email after getting right back to me. And the first thing I said was, tell me about your role in the dump and burn operation. Those EPA officials should have known exactly what to do. Look, I'm not exactly an old man. I just happened to have picked up on this issue when I was 19 years old in 1983. So I've been watching it for 40 years. I know what people know. I know what the EPA knows. I've got the EPA's documents. I've seen all the documents that have come out of lawsuits. This issue is well known. It's like making vitamin pills. They know exactly what's going to happen when these chemicals get together. and react.
Yeah.
I cannot believe they let them torch and burn a pit of vinyl chloride. I can't believe it's out of science fiction.
I don't know who the they is that allowed it to happen. I don't know who the person is that's solely responsible for making it. The governor signed off. All right. Well, there you go. And yes, intent. If I know that my actions are going to cause harm, if I know that I wrap a noose around your neck and kick a platform out from underneath you, it's going to snap your neck and you're going to die. And I do it anyways. Guess what? I did it with intent. These people need to be indicted and tried. And if found guilty, they need to be fried for what they have done here. Eric Coppolino, thank you so much for being here. We certainly appreciate it.
Stu, thanks for helping me get the word out.
Of course. Can't believe the lack of reporting on this, actually. I mean, what did it take, like 12, 13 days, almost 2 weeks of these dioxins being released into the air, vinyl chloride just burning plumes that you could see from above the clouds and commercial aircraft before they started even reporting on this? They Chernobyl'd Ohio. Your government is a murderous regime. And DeWine spearheaded this entire thing. He should be locked up immediately. The U.S. Marshals should be marching in there, putting this guy into handcuffs, perp walking him and locking him up for him to stand trial for what he has done here. There should be accountability immediately. The fact that there isn't just suggests and confirms that we have a complete absence of the rule of law in this country. All right, I want you to go to curable.com. These are my good friends over here, my CBD friends. They help me by treating my shoulder pain. A lot of people use CBD for stress and anxiety, low mood. A lot of people use it for allergies, seasonal allergies, food allergies, migraine headaches, people with Parkinson's disease. This is the most important, though. Kids with ADHD, you got to try this. Plus, you get 20% off if you use promo code STU when you go to curable.com. Another bonus, it's a family-owned business. All the hemp is sourced right here in my home state of Minnesota. 20% off when you use the promo code STU at curable.com. We'll be right back.
Are you getting sick all the time? The bioweapon boosted are breaking our immune systems. Chemtrails fill the skies. Don't fear the shedpocalypse. Destroy impurities. Protect your children with the future of air purification. Trustfiltersuck.com.
Watch how quickly machine pulls out dust, shedding, quantum dots, mold, bacteria, viruses, anything that grandma might have brought over from Boosterville, California. We drop it down to the ground as a biologically inert substance.
Sleep easy with 24/7 protection. Get a unit for your home or the portable device to shield your kids at school. Use promo code STU for huge discounts. Filtersuck.com, your antidote against poison in the air.
Welcome back. So we're sure that you've noticed a lot of people have been really excited about Florida Governor Ron DeSantis lately. Isn't he great? They say. He's pushing back against Big Pharma. Finally, somebody that'll take on Big Pharma. Or he's taking on critical race theory. Look, Governor DeSantis has done some things that we agree with on this program. But on COVID and on these bioweapon shots, it's just not enough. It's not sufficient to just get rid of vaccine mandates, given what we know now. This is a patented weapon of biowarfare, and we've been saying that here for a very long time. Getting rid of mandates is like saying it's okay for victims of a PSYOP, gaslit program, brainwashed victims to voluntarily take a bioweapon hit. That's advertised as safe and effective, a thing that will provide immunity to a thing that was created in a lab and intentionally released on them. So no, it's not enough to call for investigations about Pfizer and then brag about those investigations when nobody has been indicted and nobody has been arrested and nobody has been put in prison and nobody has been put to death. No, we know enough now to demand more. And given the evidence that before Ron DeSantis, he shouldn't be investigating Pfizer. He should be seizing Pfizer's assets immediately in his state. He should be putting any executive that he can get his hands on trial right now. And if he's not trying to do that, then he just isn't following the evidence. He's just pandering to the crowd. Lee County, Florida contains the area around Fort Myers in the state's southwest. Recently, the Lee County Republican Party down there just voted to elect a new county GOP board. They tossed out the old board members and they elevated a new America First team. And this new America First team has a big item on the agenda. This is huge news. It's not just abolishing vaccine mandates. No, it's abolishing the COVID shots totally. Just the other day, the Lee County GOP passed a resolution calling on Governor Ron DeSantis to take action and halt all COVID injections statewide. The resolution states that, quote, strong and credible evidence exists that COVID-19 and COVID-19 injections are biological and technological weapons. Spot on. It adds that, quote, continued experimentation on humans and denial of informed consent are violations of the Nuremberg Code and therefore constitute crimes against humanity, unquote. It calls for the state attorney general to confiscate all existing stockpiles of COVID injections for forensic analysis. Dr. Joseph Sansone is a psychotherapist and authors The Mind Matters and Everything Else Substack newsletter. He lives in Lee County, Florida. He wrote the resolution that the GOP just passed, and he joins us now. Dr. Sansone, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Stu, thanks for having me on. Listen, this resolution, this is coming from the bottom up. This is we passed with about 80%. We did put in a new board. A couple of the board members supported it strongly. A couple did not, but they allowed a fair process and the body spoke. And so you understand that Lee County, Florida is one of your most powerful Republican parties in the state of Florida, population and resources wise. And we had a debate about it and we passed it. And this is the first domino to fall. This is going to spread now. I know the Patriots down in Collier County are working to present the same resolution there. I believe Larry Benjamin, the Charlotte County chair, supports this. And so other counties I know are already looking to push these resolutions forward. These resolutions are very important. It's not just symbolic. They put pressure on our elected officials, but at the same time, it provides a little cover for them, too. And just I know your audience knows this, but a lot of other people are going to see this. You need to understand, I've consulted with Dr. Francis Boyle. He is the Harvard-educated law professor who wrote the 1989 Bioweapons and Anti-Terrorism Act. He's a biological weapons expert, as well as a criminal, constitutional, and international law expert. He said it was excellent when I read it to him. He said that these shots do meet the legal definition of a biological weapon according to the 89 Bioweapons Act that he wrote. And he also says they meet the definition of Florida law as a biological weapon. These are biological and technological weapons. Some people have made a phony argument that you have a, you know, like that we're taking away someone's choice. That is like telling someone that you have a right to drink poisoned coffee and not know that it's poisoned. This is biological warfare against the human race. This is biological warfare against our people. Our people are being murdered. We're not going to stop until we see prosecutions.
Yeah. We join you in that sentiment. And, you know, we have been relentlessly clawing and scratching and moving the ball toward the phase of accountability, because until these people are put on trial and sentenced,
yes,
they're going to keep going. They are not going to stop until they are stopped. So as per your resolution, you know, specifically, you mentioned that this meets the code in the state of Florida to be declared a biological weapon, a weapon of biowarfare. Is there any law that protects any individual or any company or any entity or any government office? Is there any law in the state of Florida that protects anyone from deploying a weapon of biowarfare against innocent people in that state?
Well, I believe the attorney general has the authority to seize these. They're biological weapons, and I believe she has the authority to seize these vials.
But right nobody, now. But there is no law that would protect me from deploying a bioweapon in Florida. There is no, there's nothing that protects anybody from that, as far as I could tell, correct?
As far as I know, acts of mass murder and terrorism are illegal in the state of Florida.
And that's what this is.
I'm not an attorney, but I'm going out on a limb there. You know, these, look, we're not going to stop. This is what you're going to see right now happen in Florida. It's going to be like a statewide revolt within these Republican county parties. Now, this is like that old movie Spartacus, except we're not going to lose. We're not going to lose because we're going to keep going until we win.
I just want everybody to understand how big of a deal this is. I mean, you know, people watch this program every day. We expose a lot of things. We drop a lot of bombshells. We pull the curtain back on a lot of evil here. I want people to understand how big of a win this is. Dr. Sansone, I mean, this is a county in the United States of America that is now saying, no, we are going after criminal accountability. We are going to stop this attack on our people.
Well, it's not the county. It's the Republican Party for the county. But that's huge because we are one of the most populous Republican counties in the state. And so by putting forth this resolution, we're putting pressure on our elected officials. Look, we're basically using the equivalent, if you're looking at weapons, as a bottle cap. And in the last 2 days, we've moved the needle on this more than any of our pathetic, corrupt, and inept politicians have done in the last 3 years.
That's right.
These are people in real power. And by the way, we're getting attacked for this, too. Our state senator, Jonathan Martin, who was our former chairman, he's previously publicly questioned whether the United States was bound by the Nuremberg Code. Just before I came on here, our secretary, I saw an email with him saying how this was an embarrassment. Well, no, it's not when you speak with the world's biggest legal scholars and biological weapons experts, and this is what they're saying. I mean, so they even tried to cancel, they're trying to cancel our location because Wink News, the local news affiliate, was hounding the, our meetings were held at a facility on a Catholic church. So they were going there the next day, kind of hounding them. So now they're looking at canceling our location. So I have nothing to do with the funds, but, our website's leadgop.org. I got a feeling they're going to need some resources to deal with that. But this isn't going to
this is a cause worth donating to. So if you're a viewer of Stu Crew, trust me when I say this is a big deal. This is the thing that has teeth. And I don't believe in Republicans and Democrats. I think that's a construct anyways. I think the whole thing is a construct and it's fake. So when I said that the county is holding them accountable, looking to hold these people accountable, that's what I mean. And so now it doesn't take the entire county, actually, to be honest with you. All it takes is a lawman that has evidence in front of him and looks at it and says, a crime has been committed in my county. An attorney general that looks at it and says, a crime has been committed in my state and I have thousands of victims here.
Stu, this is important. Let me just tell you part of why we're doing this besides the obvious.
Yeah, please.
Stop the genocide. So as you know, the World Health Organization and the Biden administration are attempting this coup to overthrow our government in May. And I know you know all about that. And Dr. Francis Boyle is probably the biggest expert on that. There's basically three things, trying to bypass the Senate. There's basically three things we can do. Get the House Republicans to defund WHO. I'm not going to hold my breath on that. At the state level, we need to pass a law. Governor DeSantis, I've been trying to get Governor DeSantis's people to get a meeting with Dr. Boyle to explain both the law on this and ways we can stop it here, but they're giving me a bum's rush. So, honestly, I told them we could do this the easy way or the hard way. Now we're doing it the hard way. And so you need to pass a law in the state of Florida saying that we will not comply with any WHO directives, any decisions from WHO, and taking us out of the jurisdiction of WHO. We want to pass that as a law. But the other way is we need an indictment, and I don't think we can wait for the grand jury. Any state attorney in Florida, any county attorney, a local attorney, Dr. Francis Boyle writes all about this in his book. We need an indictment. We can indict. The evidence is there on a published paper that incriminates Fauci. He could be charged, according to Dr. Francis Boyle, and he's the expert on this. He could be charged for murder and conspiracy to commit murder, as can the pharmaceutical executives. And we need it to happen at the local level because the federal courts are totally corrupt. Once you get that first indictment, the house of cards will fall. And we need to get this done before May. So any state attorney, whether you're in Texas or Florida, wherever, a county attorney, you need to present. Look, Dr. Francis Boyle has been on other shows before saying that he would be an expert witness. So we need an indictment. We need it to happen soon.
Yeah. Bring Karen Kingston down there with all of the evidence as well. Yeah. Collier County, Lee County, Charlotte County. These are people who are starting to look at this. This is the ball moving forward. This is the ladder to ultimate accountability and stopping this bioweapon deployment at the hands of your own federal government. Every single bureaucrat in your federal government is in on it. Everybody's so frustrated with why are these people so silent? Dr. Sansone, do you agree? It's because they know and they are participating in the deployment of the bioweapon.
They're cowards, corrupt, they're out of touch. And, I'm going to tell you, going back to late 2021, another patriot, a guy by the name of Robert Valenta and myself, we put forth a resolution in the fall of 2021 at our executive, the Republican Party meeting, declaring coerced masks, lockdowns, and coerced injections, violations of the Nuremberg Code, Ninth Amendment crimes against humanity. We lost that battle on that. But at that time, I told them in that debate that I was like one solitary lightning bolt and that the storm's coming. Right now, these idiots don't even realize they're looking at the outer bands of the storm. This is going to get so ugly. It's going to get rough, and we're not going to back down. We are going to keep going until we see prosecutions. And I'm telling you right now, if you are hearing this right now, put pressure on your local politicians. They need to fear us more than they fear the globalists that they're afraid to get assassinated by. It's that simple.
That's right. Wow. Dr. Joseph Sansone, I mean, for your efforts and for writing this and for doing the research and putting this together and giving it to those GOP, you know, board members, and for escalating this and your commitment to not stop. That's the most important thing. And you're saying all of the right things. I'm coming down there. I'm going to start talking to lawmen in that area as well. I can't wait to meet you and shake your hand.
Comment?
Yeah, 30 seconds.
Just
go ahead.
30 seconds. Just so you guys know, I've been aware of this globalism stuff since 1992. I'm an old Buchanan guy. I was a state chair in his campaign in 2000. That supported Ron Paul and Donald Trump. I am not controlled opposition. I am opposition. I'm telling you, if you're in the state of Florida, you need to throw this resolution in front of your executive committee and win. Because this is about winning, because this is about the survival of the human race.
That's right. We're opposition to anybody who endorses or sponsors or pushes or advertise these shots, called them safe and effective. That's who we oppose 100%. This is the biggest threat facing humanity in the history of our planet.
Yes, it is.
Give me the website one more time that our viewers and listeners can go and they can donate to this cause, because this is going to be an uphill legal battle. So
sure. Well, my Substack's josephsansone.substack.com, but go to leadgop.org. We're going to need some resources just to defend against the attacks against us. They're trying to cancel us. It's not going to work.
Check out Dr. Sansone's Substack and then Lee County.
It's leegop.org.
Leegop.org. Leegop.org. Dr. Joseph Sansone, thank you so much for being here. You're a true hero. Keep the foot on the gas. Keep the pedal to the floor.
Our liberty or their death.
Branch Covidians have turned our cities into super shedder capitals. The jabbed have become self-spreading bioweapons, threatening the purebloods.
He pulled this clot out, but as he pulled it out, it became something that was the extent of the person's entire leg. It was almost like a wax, mold of something.
The clot shot is ending careers, detonating bombs in the brains of pilots.
Dozens, maybe north of 100 commercial airline pilots have died within just a few days of being vaccinated. Dead.
But don't despair. There's an answer to protect you and your kids from the chimerically engineered symptoms. Forget the forever boosters. Fortify your immune system today with the Z-Stack from Dr. Zev Zelenko. One pill formula, taken twice a day. Everything you need to fight back against bioweapons, RSV, and influenza B. ZStackProtocol.com. Stock up now. Be prepared. Stand ready. ZStackProtocol.com.
Everybody knows how important it is to get good sleep. You know, kids, for example, when they're sleeping, their brains are growing. Plus, they're not crabby later. They have to have the appropriate amount of sleep. Adults, our energy, our mood, all of these things, your body's overall function. Yes, sleep is extremely important. So a lot of people that can't get to sleep pop melatonins. They force them down their kids' throats because the fake doctor, poison pusher, deaf, has told you, just give them melatonin. Hey, if you can't fall asleep, if you can't stay asleep, if you're tossing and turning, if you're getting up too early, just take melatonin. The problem is melatonin is bad. Of course, because the proof is your doctor's been telling you to take it. No, try the scientific formula at sleepbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Sleepbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters scientifically explains why melatonin is bad for you and most importantly, bad for your kids, and how the formula from Bioptimizers is better. Go to sleepbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. More of the Stu Peters Show continues right now. Absolutely no question whatsoever that envenomation is what we're seeing. So for all of those of you that are still calling me Venom Boy, or how did that venom theory work out? Right around the beginning of April, we'll double down on Watch the Water. There's not a doubt in my mind at all. Not a doubt in my mind of my support for Carlos Cortez either, who joins us right now. You might have heard yesterday, Carlos, in your absence on the show, I said all of the things that we have exposed here, from Watch the Water to These Little Ones to Died Suddenly, everything that we expose on the program every day, the accountability that we're now seeing with this platform. I mentioned to you, I said none of it would have been possible had you not believed in me from the very beginning. I was a bounty hunter who was tired of bounty hunting. I couldn't do it anymore. I wasn't going to risk my family after the George Floyd incident where he overdosed of fentanyl on the streets of Minneapolis and then $12 billion in damage occurred. I mean, they would have had Antifa and BLM on my front lawn burning my house down. You know, I couldn't do that. So I put all of my eggs in this basket here, just started bitching and complaining on the internet. You came through and said, I like the way he and complains. I'm going to throw him a little bit of money, and that allowed me to still pay my mortgage and feed my kids. The way that it has grown, we owe you just a huge amount of gratitude. And I just wanted to bring you on here to introduce you to those who have not met you yet. Carlos Cortez, independent fiduciary, Cortez Wealth Management.
It's been amazing, Rod, Stu. You've completely changed our lives, you know, here at Cortez Wealth, from the influx of calls. And honestly, that story I tell all the time, how we met, and I just believed in you. And so how we stand different is we want to be the truth and the light, the salt and the light, like God's word says, and that we just want to be different. And like, I'm tired of all the narcissistic and all the junk that Wall Street preaches, and it's all about money. We just want to be about truth. And I saw that in you. I saw that fight in you. And I was willing to take the risk to help you. Like, I used to do dinner campaigns and seminars and all this stuff. And I would spend five figures a month. I would rather, you know, allocate those marketing dollars to someone I liked and trust, which was used to. And hey, God was in the middle of everything, and he blesses his people. And so I just want to say thank you for being a vessel. And we'll continue to do this. I want to come out with a documentary exposing Wall Street, scriptures in Wall Street. We started last week on your network or last year, and it's blowing up. It's just been an awesome, awesome thing with your covering and your blessing. And I truly feel that you've been God inspired, God led, powered by God. Because we don't have this platform anywhere. There's no one doing what we're doing, Stu. And it's essential. And so my company, to be a pilot church in the financial world, we want to be plugged in. We want to support that. If God is for us, we can. I mean, who's going to be against us?
Man,
and
wow.
So powerful. It's amazing.
So powerful. Supernatural, really. Anyway, I would like to reintroduce you all to Carlos Cortez. He's an independent fiduciary, which means that he can build a custom package for you around your financial situation, your morals, your values, most importantly, your faith. You won't be investing secretly into Pfizer or Remdesivir, Gilead, all these murderous companies out here. So please book your personal appointment. Go to CortezWM.com, CortezWM.com. There is no charge for a personal appointment or anything like that. Carlos Cortez also answers his phone if you want to call him. Let's dox him. Here's his number, 813-448-3446, 813-448-3446. We are over time for today, not just out of time. Sorry to the affiliates for keeping you on here. Maybe you'll have to skip a couple of your ads, but this was really important. But anyway, until tomorrow, same time, same place, God bless you.